asking for the guarantee of a loan, every last dollar of which will be repaid.
When Congress agreed to bail out the Chrysler Corporation a few years ago, they were putting much of their faith in one man, Lee Iacocca.
I'll be quite frank with this committee. I would rather not be here at all. I happen to be a strong advocate of the free enterprise system. I grew up in it, and I slugged my way through.
Iacocca got the guarantees that he asked for largely because he knew how to communicate. It wasn't so much what he said, but who he was. Iacocca had a message, but more important, he was the message. Confident, clear, committed. To get anywhere nowadays, we must all learn to communicate. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves left behind. Communication, however, isn't what it used to be. In the next hour, we'll learn how television has changed the rules, who the great communicators are, and how they do it. Without changing who you are, without tedious drills, you can become remarkably effective at giving speeches, running meetings, selling, negotiating, even handling the press. Just keep in mind that there's really only one secret. You are the message. Nobody understands that concept better than the man who developed it, Roger Ailes, president of Ailes Communications in New York.
Many people think that the words are the message, or their voice is the message. You are the message, the totality of you, the composite you, face, eyes, voice, attitude, words, all of that together make up the message.
Today, Roger Ailes is an author, political media advisor, national television producer, and communications coach to some of the most powerful people in the country. He began learning his trade working in television.
I worked on the Mike Douglas Show. It was a television program that was 5 days a week back in the 1960s. Television was young, I was young, but I had an opportunity to work with some of the biggest stars in show business, Jack Benny, Judy Garland, Bob Hope, Liberace, Don Rickles. And when you work with those people every day, you learn secrets of communications. They're very good at it. They make their living at it. They have to be good at it.
Television itself has changed the way we communicate, says Roger Ailes. It has raised our standards.